Tonight we're here for, to talk about the franchise fee that's been proposed, and it's for public comments, that's what we're going to do. Each one of you that have filled out a form, what you will do is step up to the podium as your name is called, and you're only given 3 minutes, so please don't be offended when the buzzer goes off, but please be respectful, because we do have several that want to speak. When you come up, please give your name and your address, and let us know whether or not you are a customer of Clay Electric, okay? All right, Mr. Daugherty was not able to hear, be able to be here tonight, sorry. But Mr. Sexton, did you want to read his statement?
Mr. Daugherty asked me to read the following letter on his behalf tonight. Customers of Clay Electric, Florida Power and Light, and citizens of Bradford County, thank you for attending tonight's workshop to discuss your opposition or support for a franchise fee to be added to your monthly utility statement. Please accept my apology for not being in attendance for tonight's meeting, as a prior out-of-town work commitment would not allow me to be present. God bless America for giving each of you the constitutional right to stand in this room and voice your opinion publicly. As you exercise this right, please be respectful and take things into consideration with regard to the discussion the two previously mentioned power companies and this board bring to you to support or oppose. I certainly understand the controversial position this puts both entities in, as they are only a vehicle to collect a franchise fee. No different than a retail store collecting sales tax, a hotel charging an occupancy and destinations fee, or the state of Florida charging a $42 fingerprint processing fee for a concealed weapons permit. The purpose of having such vehicles to collect said fees is because, quite frankly, it would be difficult to collect them any other way. Now, let's get down to the reason you're all here. Why should I consider paying a franchise fee? I ask myself the same question as a fiscally conservative, tax-paying citizen of Bradford County. The recent hike in the millage rate was not something I wanted to do, nor do I believe any board member wanted to do. It simply became a necessity due to the increased expenditures and the lack of revenue coming into Bradford County. Inflation not only impacts the private sector, but also the public sector. The increases in costs for fuel, vehicles, equipment, maintenance, insurance, wages, materials, etc., continue to go up while our sources of revenue remain close to or at the same as they have been for the past decade. Other than collecting ad valorem taxes, gas tax, sales tax, and a solid waste assessment, the county has no other revenue sources to be able to continue to provide the level of service the citizens of Bradford County expect. We have continued and will continue to make cuts wherever we see fit to balance the budget and still provide the services that are essential to the well-being of all. As we convene on March 1st, for our first budget workshop for the 2022-2023 fiscal year, many more tough decisions will have to be made. I personally think we should begin to build our budget around public safety first, roads second, and then whatever departments are considered non-essential could see drastic cuts. Some examples could be the closing or limiting hours of other operations such as mowing, ditch cleanout, trash collection sites, library programs, senior citizens activities, recreation, and other services that are not considered essential. Calling 911 with the expectation of police, rescue, or fire protection showing up should be considered essential. This is no different than turning on the light switch at your home or business and the lights coming on. This is an essential service that you pay for, and the rest of your household would be difficult to operate without it. One is critical to your safety, while the other is a necessary component of the operation of your household or business. So instead of considering a franchise fee to help cover a needed essential service, consider it to help cover the cost of services that are considered non-essential. Are these things we can do without until we are able to develop revenue streams that are recurring and help boost the welfare and financial stability of Bradford County? In the weeks and months to come, this board's initiative should be to consider the use of ARPA funds to work with our partners in the City of Stark to extend utilities out to the bypass. We need smart growth and economic development to increase revenues through additional ad valorem taxes, sales tax, and gas tax. This is something that should have been considered years before the bypass opened. It's an opportunity to create jobs, provide more housing, more retail space, and continue to allow us to thrive as a community. This is a win-win for Bradford County and the City of Stark. Florida continues to grow, and we cannot be an island, trying to isolate ourselves from progress. If we do this, this board and future boards will continue to ask the taxpaying people of Bradford County for more taxes and additional fees just so we can operate and provide the necessary services. So whether you are for or against the proposed franchise fee paid by all, consider this an investment in the future of Bradford County. I will be more than happy to discuss this with anyone, either at a future meeting or in person. I can always be reached by my cell number at 904-796-7095. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to serve you and the citizens of Bradford County. As the board is aware, under Florida law, counties and cities have the authority to impose franchise fees, which are consideration paid by utility companies for the right to use government assets, such as right-of-way, for the location of their equipment, such as utility poles, wires, and the like. The fees which are imposed upon utility companies are then passed along to their customers in the area where the fee is assessed. As the board will recall, in or about June of 2021, you expressed an interest in considering reinstating franchise fees with our private sector electric utility partners, Florida Power and Light and Clay Electric, and the board directed staff to contact those companies to gauge their willingness to begin the process of implementing those fees. We contacted Florida Power and Light and had several conversations and meetings with their representatives who indicated they were comfortable with the implementation of a renewed franchise fee agreement and, in short, indicated that as soon as we advised them of the board's desired rate, they would immediately begin working with us to revise our agreement and begin collecting the fees. The response from Clay Electric has been far more reluctant. From the outset, Clay Electric advised us that they were generally opposed to franchise fees, but only because their members were opposed to franchise fees, despite the fact that they previously paid a franchise fee to Bradford County, currently pay a franchise fee to other counties in our region, and also currently pay franchise fees to municipalities within Bradford County. But after several conversations regarding the issue, we were advised that Clay Electric's preferred course of action, which mimics a similar process in Baker County, which led to the imposition of a franchise fee there, was for the board to conduct a public meeting at which Clay Electric representatives could be present to hear the position of their members on this issue. In about October of 2021, we asked Clay Electric to advise us as to their availability for scheduling such a meeting, and they suggested February 24, 2022. So following direction from the board, staff set this meeting in accordance with Clay Electric's desire to offer their members an opportunity to express their positions on the imposition of the franchise fee by the board. Which brings us to our meeting today.
Okay. Well, our first on the public comments is Mr. Charles McKinney. Mr. McKinney, I'm sorry.
I'm Charles McKinney, 14157 Southeast 26th Avenue, Stark, Florida, 32091. And I thought I had everything figured out I was going to say, but after hearing this letter that men wrote to us, I'm just as upset as I can be now. Mm-hmm. But to talk about a franchise fee for something on Bradford County property, there's not many poles of Clay Electric that set on county property. It's either on people's private property or on the state road easement where they got highways going. There's very few poles that set on county right away. I don't know how you're going to assess all of that and come out with anything to speak of, but I am definitely against this franchise fee that you're talking about. You ought to learn from your parents as you're growing up how to manage a budget, and you don't spend more than you make. You got to keep it under wraps where you can afford to buy groceries and get back and forth to church. Now, I'm just put up all I can stand with it. If the taxes continue to go up, I'll find me another county to live in. That's all there is to it. I just can't understand why people can't figure out that you can't spend money you ain't got. Mm-hmm. There's no need to put it out there and say, we'll figure out how we're going to pay with it, or pay for it, or pay the payroll that comes with it. And to top all that off, you allow the union to come in here to beg and plead to get more stuff for them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Recliner for everybody. That's in the firehouse. Yeah. And be sure you got cable TV in there so we can sit there and watch it. When we ain't working, we still getting paid. Folks, it's done gone beyond where we'll be. There's things like this ambulance service that could be contracted out. You don't have to have all these ambulances running up and down the road at your expense. Them contractors will pay you to let them come in here and catch them people that's on a wreck or in the house sick or had a heart attack, whatever. But it's time we look at the budget and figure out where in the world y'all gonna get the money. Because when it gets bad enough, you're gonna be left here holding the bag. Thank you.
Next, Kirby Hildenbrand.
I'm Kirby Hildenbrand. I live at 18377 Northwest 75th Avenue. Stark Farm. I'm a Clay Levin. The franchise fee is one of these things that is a touchy situation, but the gentleman's right. The county needs to learn how to do their budget. I have a problem with the county's budget issues. Every month, y'all turn around and write off money every month from the ambulance service. Those guys ride games with them every day. Every day, 2-3 times a day. Y'all writing that off every day. The problem is, y'all writing off the wrong people. You wrote off me. I work for the state. You wrote off a $5,000 bill because Alachua County, your billing service, doesn't know how to write a bill. Okay? They wrote off. Sent me to collections because they don't know how to write a bill. Okay? It took my wife 3 weeks to figure it out to get you paid because they don't know how to write a bill. That's where your problem is, because those guys are doing their job, but your billing service doesn't know what the hell they're doing. You're writing off money every month because they don't know what the hell they're doing.
So let me ask you a question.
Go ahead, Mr. Thompson.
Don't you?
I understand, but I get upset when you talk.
Well, I know, but just you know.
Go ahead, Mr. Thompson.
He's asking not to use profanity.
No.
I'm trying not to, but I'm very upset because...
Well, I understand that, but just, yeah, go ahead.
But that's what I'm saying. You're writing money off every month, but you're not checking what they're doing because they're just writing it off every month. Because she spent 3 weeks trying to get y'all paid correctly. And the lady who worked in the EMS department, she did the best she could. Her and my wife spent 2 hours on the phone one day to help them people figure it out. I work for Alachua County in critical facilities. No. I know how they are. Okay? So, you need to figure out your budget situation. Tacking on with us for our electric bill because you can't figure out your budget from throwing money away every month? No. That's not the right way to do it. You need to come up with a better way. I work for $1 million contractor every month. Used to. Promise you. We nickel and dime everything to make our money. Okay? I don't know what else to say. Y'all have a nice day.
Next is Mr. Harold Hill.
My name is Harold Hill. I live at 2830 Southeast County Road 21B, and I'm a Clay Electric user, and I oppose the franchise fee or any fee because I understand that the RV park that's out there that y'all allowed in pays no fees of any kind, no bed tax, no garbage fee, anything. It's time that these other businesses pay their fair share instead of just the homeowners in the businesses that's already been here. Plus, I pay a garbage fee, been going on for 18 years. One time I seen it in the Bradford Telegraph where y'all had $32 million in CDs. Why don't you kill that, introduce a bill that would go to the fire department? We're already paying the $75, it wouldn't be nothing new that we would have to pay. Instead of keep tacking on more and more and more on us. We'll be like that one gentleman say, we'll find someplace else to live. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you. Michelle Sigmund? I'm sorry, did I say that wrong?
No, it was both her and me, but I'm...
He put my name on there. Michelle Sigmund, Edward Sigmund, 10156, Northwest County Road 229, Stark, Florida, and yes, we are Play Electric. I just had questions. I know I looked up on dataheraldnews.com on the 2020 decennial census, excuse me if I said that wrong, and the Bradford County has 28,303 citizens as of 2020. They have a total housing units of 10,723. Only 1,261 of them were vacant at the time of the census. So if the email for Clay Electric said that there would be $344,268 added to the electric bills if the rate was only 3%, which is not guaranteed because you've not put it into place, that would be $426 per month or $51.12 per year with only a 3%. Now, if I take the 10,723 residents, if they were all Clay Electric, at $4.26, that would be $45,679.98 per month that we would be paying extra. And a total of $548,159.76 per year just paid to Bradford County, if my math is correct, which it could not be, I'm human. Well, my question is, what is that money for? We see this list that you gave us here when we came here today, and all that has is EMT, their insurance, and I am very, very grateful for our police force. I'm very grateful for EMT that are there whenever we need them. But none of us are getting raises, and I wanted to know why after all this time, and why at this particular time in our economy when we're going through all this? Is there any way, or has the Board of Commissioners looked for any other avenues already existing which can be trimmed to produce the funds we need to fill this? Is it an ongoing need or a short-term need? And has Bradford County citizens been notified and allowed to weigh in on the decision on whether these things that this money is going to is what we think the direction we want to proceed in since we're paying the bill? Is this a new venue to raise the funds that have already been voted to deny?
I got one. I haven't had a pay raise in 3 years. 3 years, and I worked for the railroad, a billion-dollar company. Now, how in 3 years that, well, I haven't been paid, and she works, but yet we are able to pay our bills and substantially continue to pay our bills and pay them off, but y'all want to raise our property, our taxes, for more money, so that tells me that something needs to be budgeted better. If we can pay our bills and continue like everybody else with all the grocery prices going up and everything else, and we pay our bills, we all work off the income, y'all should be able to do the same and work it out the same way. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Mr. Roger Guthrie.
My name's Roger Guthrie. I'm a Clay Electric customer. I live at 21115 Northwest 95th Place. It says Lake Butler because Lake Butler has come across the county line. Just like in Lake Butler, there's a Stark address across the county line. I was at this meeting when they had it, when they ramrodded that franchise fees through, because we ended up paying it for 6 months. And I'm gonna ask you, Ms. Andrews, can you live within your budget of what you make? Because when I was working then, I worked for the state. I ran the clothing room at Florida State Prison. I got called the 1st of March because Florida, thank God, Florida has a balanced budget amendment. You can't spend it if you ain't got it.
That's right.
Those particular years, they come up with us, they dropped Florida State's prisons $1 million on their budget with 4 months left in it. My part of that was $10,000. I worked for 3 weeks on everything I had outstanding, everything I had to do, cut down and figured out what I could do, how much I could spend, and keep everything going, and keep the state out of lawsuits from criminals. I ended that year with exactly $1 in my budget. I had an accountant three at the prison call me into her office and tell me, Mr. Guthrie, you are the only person that stayed within his budget. Now, the other ones that broke their budget, when they got their money July 1, every bit of that money that they overspent was subtracted out of their budget, and they had to work off less. My budget, by law, could only be dropped a dollar because I had a dollar left in. I've been retired since 2005. I've paid plenty of taxes in the state of Bradford, in the county of Bradford. I paid plenty of taxes all over. Y'all trying to do like other counties that's got real big because they didn't plan ahead, do a budget, and live within it. Now, I know people have jobs. I don't get no raises. I live off of what I put up. And that don't do a whole lot these days. With the amount of the way things are going, thanks to the ones we got in Washington that think they can just spend any and everything. And at that bit, meeting alone, I got on to Bob Milner, who was sheriff, because he was wanting money for a position that he had for 5 years under a grant and hadn't made room in his budget for it. Now, I think it's about time you, and you all think about it. I know one person up there that has to work and works hard. And I know they work inside a budget and their own personal business. Now, I appreciate y'all letting me come and talk, but this franchise fee, it's just like he said, it's a lie, because I got 2 telephone poles sitting on my property to carry clear electric lines.
Thank you. Larry Thornton.
Good evening. I'm Larry Thornton, 5289 Northwest County Road 125, Lodi, Florida. Come by. Yeah, I just want to say this. I don't want to cause no one any trouble. I ain't here to do that. But I do want to say, I listened to that, what he played, saying over here a while ago. Talking about recession, about gas and oil and all that. Who am I going to turn to get somebody to help me? I mean, y'all want money, buy this, buy that, fire department, all this. I don't have anybody. I have to live within my budget. And of course, Clay Electric, I have children that's on Clay Electric. I put it down there to let you know. But I just wanted to let you know that we all have to live within a budget. When we get where we can't live out within a budget, something's wrong. We got too much other stuff going on. But any time that you don't try to live within what you have, it has to be balanced. Every month, every year, I have to, you know, Brother Kenny, I have to have my everyday living. I have to make sure food's gone up, fuel's gone up. Everything's gone up. Have you noticed? Everything's gone up. I don't know about you, but I can't understand why we want to put something else on the burden. And another thing really grieves my heart in our congregation. We got people that's on a fixed Social Security income. Don't make as much as a man at the railroad. Good that he's got a good job. But they don't have it. They don't have it. And are we going to keep gouging these people? Who's going to pay it for them? Who's going to pay it for me? Am I going to come down here and ask y'all, would y'all give me the money to pay for mine? But y'all want to do this and want to be like everybody else. I've been living here a long time. Long time, Mr. Dan. Been living here a long time. These things you want, we never had. Why all of a sudden we got to have them now? I mean, I've been here a long time. A whole lot longer than a lot of you. And we ain't never had to have them. But now, during the inflation time, we in trouble. People's wanting money. But look at each department. Some of these departments you've had a long time. Now they want to do away with them to add something else. I don't understand. I think we need to take inventory.
Yes.
I think we need to take inventory. I'm not going to say too much, but I believe that man said, he said about Clay Electric and all these. I don't think Clay Electric wants this franchise fee. I don't think anybody in this room, maybe they are some that wants it, but I hope they're not. I'll be honest with you. But I think we need to try to live within what we have. You've heard the complaints. I know I'm not running over that.
Yeah, my name is Ron Williamson. I'm at the 4442 Southeast County Road 21B there in Lake Santa Fe. And yes, made for Clay Electric there, like everybody else probably in this room. I just have a simple question for you guys, actually, there. This is only the second time I've ever been to a commissioner's meeting. I probably should come to more since I've retired here now in Bradford County and had a house here since like 1964. But I came to a meeting here about 25 years ago when this board was making the first decision to add some kind of a fee onto our electric bill, franchise fee originally. And Clay Electric was in here and they were totally opposed, saying that they don't want anybody ever adding anything else to their bill because they get enough grief from people when they mail out their electric bill that has electric bill with this fee and distribution fee and excise fee and extra, you know, your bill's kind of long anyway when you only use like 10% for actual electricity and they don't want to see anything else added to it kind of a thing. But, and everybody was opposed, everybody was against the fee in the meeting then, and the commissioner kind of told us what they wanted to do with it, and on and on and on. And so everybody pretty left after the meeting there when I was here, totally, almost unanimously opposed the police, not another tax, not another fee. So after the meeting, I walked up to one of the commissioners and said, I just have a question for you. Tell me, why are you really putting this franchise fee on our electric bills? And I was kind of shocked by the answer he gave me. And he goes, this is the real reason we're doing this on electric bills. Only about 45 to 50% of the people in Bradford County really pay property taxes. The rest of the people are below the $25,000 exemption, or they're slightly above it, don't pay a lot of taxes. But we figured this is the only way we could get a fair sort of tax across the board that everybody has to pay a little bit. So that kind of stumped me a little bit. That was their logical thinking back then, that they wanted to make sure everybody paid something kind of a thing. But, and partly I'm going, okay, I can understand that a little bit, because as somebody that pays, you know, $4,500 a year in property taxes, I definitely don't want to see my property taxes going up. But again, you know, you have so many people in here that are struggling day to day to try to pay what it is now. And I just hope that you're doing something here to make sure this is absolutely, positively a necessary fee that we have to have on our electric bill. Because nobody wants to see any more taxes and fees. I think I got that. But, you know, some of it's probably necessary. I just hope this is absolutely critically necessary that you're going to do this to everybody. Because other than that, I can't imagine anybody in this room that's going to support another tax or a fee. So that's all I got. Thank you.
Mr. Eric Nogle.
Mm-hmm. My name is Eric Noble, on 15662 Southwest 53rd White Evans Road. And I am on Play Electric. Just want to say, I moved from Maryland, okay? But the year I left Maryland, they taxed your rainwater. They taxed your rainwater. That's actually, look it up. It passed, and they taxed your rainwater. Why? Because they wanted everything. They don't manage your money. They won't. When government gets something, you don't get it back. Mm-hmm. Never. We're supposed to get the trash tax back. Well, that was supposed to be done away with. Mm-hmm. Still got it.
Yeah.
Okay, I was gone for 20 years. I moved back home, and, you know, you come home to this. It's like, we couldn't afford to fire them, do it. There wasn't no money there. The money wasn't there. Okay, well, we're going to do it. We're going to make sure we get it done. So we're going by hook or crook. We just raise the millage. Good for everybody. Good for everybody that owns a home. Good for the renters, because now their rent's going up. Good for everybody that owns anything or rents anything. Good for us. Okay, now we got a fire station we still can't pay for. Okay, from what I understand, it's been paid for by grants. Well, what happens if we don't have a grant? What happens? Okay, where are you going to get it? Okay, you're going to have to raise another tax. Okay, so we got something that we can't afford. Okay, we can't afford it. Period. Okay, if I got $10,000 and I want to buy a truck, I go down the road, I see a truck for $10,000. There it says, bama, I got to pay $10,000. I don't go down to Ford and buy a $150,000 truck, jacked up tires, and I say, you, Danny, you're going to pay for it. Oh. And you're going to pay for it. Yeah. And you're going to pay for it. And you're going to pay for it. Oh, yeah. Because if I do, I'm a thief. You understand me? I'm a thief. Yeah. Okay? So you're reaching in my wallet, because this franchise fee ain't going to pay. They ain't going to pay for it. They ain't going to pay for it. Y'all know it. Okay? So what's next? Okay? We got to have a solution. Okay? This, and just taxing, just for whatever reason y'all want to, you know, to pay for what something y'all already done that we didn't have no choice over, and now we got to pay for it.
Yep.
Okay, well, choice wasn't ours.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it wasn't ours to start this thing. Mm-hmm. Okay, and it started off small, and then all of a sudden we got all these employees overnight, fully furnished firehouses. And now we got to pay them 3% a year extra every year. Okay, where's that 3% coming from? And guess what? When $15 an hour hits, guess what happens then? Those salaries ain't going to be $3 million. They're going to be about $5 million.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, where's that coming from?
Yep.
Okay, another tax? This is Bradford County. This ain't illogical. This ain't Clay. This ain't Duval. I mean, that's all I got to say, y'all. I mean, just don't make any sense.
Yeah, you are.
Mr. William Roden.
My name is W.C. Roden. I live at 20765 Northwest State Road 16. I think I've already heard enough complaints in this room right here that I don't need to take a chance on the sheriff taking me to jail tonight for talking bad to you guys, okay? All I can say is y'all got a spine left in you, you'll vote this down. You got people in this county that cannot afford another penny. You've seen the man from the railroad. I retired from the railroad. I can't stand another damn raise on taxes or gas or anything. And Joe Biden is going to jack the price of gas up, and we ain't going to be able to do nothing. We won't even be able to go buy a loaf of bread because of taxes. Now, if you four and that man that didn't show up tonight, and I don't care what his excuse is, if he ain't in the hospital or in the morgue, he should have been sitting right there. If he has that little to do, then you four has got left, you better have a spine and vote this down and tell him to keep his rear end at home and get out of that position. That's all I got to say.
Mr. Billy Rayburn.
Chairman, members of the board, I'm Hank Bruning. I live at 9980 Southwest 120th Avenue, Brooker, Florida. Y'all got a tough job, but you need to remember that we've elected you to represent us. You have the final authority on every budget that is compiled in this county, with the exception of the school board. If you don't like the sheriff's budget, you have the authority to tell him, I don't like your budget, it's too high, trim it. If you don't like the fire department's budget, you have the authority to tell them to trim it. However, they all have recourse, they can sue you for your, for the budget. But that lies in your hands. Gasoline on January the 1st last year was $1.81 a gallon. It's almost 100% increase, 90%. Chicken legs in the grocery store were 79 cents, 39 cents. Now they're a dollar. Everything is going up except Social Security. We got a 5% raise this year, but 3% went back to Medicare. Yep. So that gives us 2%. Now, how many people in this audience are on Medicare? Raise your hands. What does that tell you? Okay. I've worked all my life, and I draw Social Security. My wife has worked, but her Medicare payments, her Social Security, will not pay her drug bills. Now, I'm not complaining. I'm just telling facts like they are. Governor DeSantis is getting ready to talk about dropping the sales tax for gasoline. Sure, he drops the sales tax for gasoline, and the gasoline company raises it up and takes advantage of it. Governor DeSantis comes back and says, we need more money for our roads. What's going to happen? These people right out here and me are going to have to pay for it. You cannot continue, one gentleman said here, you cannot continue to operate on funds that you don't have. The two most important things, or the three most important things in this county, are services, for police protection, yes. Sheriff like that, fire protection, and roads. You can't get a fire truck down my road without swimming in water or leaving the road. You can't get a school bus down the road without passing or going off the road. Now, there are other things more important than a franchise fee. I looked up in the dictionary for a franchise fee, and I couldn't find out what it was. To me, it's a tax. You know, that's all it is. If we cannot afford any more taxes. I'd talk longer if you'd let me.
Hello, my name is Billy Redberg. I'm in at District 5, Miss Andrews, 8884 Northwest 196th Street. I've been employed down at Jackson Mills plant for 38 years now, and I owe a lot to this county. I know the reason I get on Facebook and look, because we don't allow 3 minutes to say anything here. You know, you got to get your word out, and I'm going to fight to the end. Y'all might get me in Gordon Benfield a long time. He can drag me out of here, but I'm not kicking from this county. I love this county, and so does Mr. Thompson. A lot of us born and raised here. Y'all, I'm telling you right now, the average person in Brackett County makes $24,000 a year. Out of 67 counties, we're 59th of being the poorest, out of 59 counties. Y'all, I'm not against fire, I'd be a fool to say. I'm not against rescue, I'd be a fool to say that. But what we want, what we can afford. If we can afford a Cadillac, let's get a Cadillac. I got a 1999, Toyota Tacoma. 300,000 miles. I'd like to buy a new one, but I ain't got the resource to do it. My wife got a 2014 Kia with 140,000 miles. She don't get nothing new for a long time, but she buys herself. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, we can't afford this. And if we don't do, and I was in one meeting about a month ago or 3 months ago, and the man told Danny and y'all, said it wasn't for the COVID money, we'd be about $4 million in debt instead of $2 million. Thank God for the government. I don't like Biden, none whatsoever. I think the worst president we ever had. I'm telling you right now, y'all, most of y'all are registered Republicans, I think, other than Ms. Spooner. Now, I would be ashamed of myself. You know, I'd be riding in taxes. The Republican Party ain't that way. Y'all, I know we all got differences, fun and stuff. This is, I want what we can afford. If we can afford $1 million, let's do it. Burger City still can be opened up right today. Gordon said, open them up. He'll dispatch them. You, just because the state of Florida says you got to have this, y'all out. I think there's 40 counties in the state of Florida still has a volunteer. McClenny, Jefferson County out there. There's, I think, part of Lodgewood County. Y'all all got volunteers still. We can run a part of volunteer with the brush trucks, put out fires, whatever, or inside. We can do what we got to do. I remember when Biden went up there and told the state of Florida, you're going to do this and this. What did he do to Biden? He said, mind your own business, brother. This is Florida. I'm running my own state. Y'all need a man up. Now, Danny, me and you been for a long time, and I live to death. I ain't got a thing against none of them boys that worked out at the fire and rescue. I don't. Them are good boys. But being good boys and being friends, I got worried about my brother. He's on Social Security, gets $1,400 a month for disability on Social Security. Y'all, there's a lot of this county here don't make the bigger money. I know them boys, per se, we don't need 77 employees down there. I mean, look at McClenny. Look at the counties around us. We can go back to what we got to do. When you moved to Bradford County, you knew we did not have the big fire department. And my wife knew when she married me, she didn't marry no lawyer or no banker. You know what I'm saying? I don't make that kind of money. We live within a budget. And I'm telling you, my wife's a school teacher, and she makes $41,000 after working 21 years with a 1.5%, you know, into the state of Florida. Y'all, just don't forget us. I'm telling you, you're going to cause a lot of heartache. And I want a fire and rescue. But let's get, I don't care if you got 40 up making $100,000 a piece. That'd be fine with me. But this, you got to cut the number down. We can't afford what we can afford. Thank y'all very much.
The next person is it Joe Citizen, Citizen Joe? Bradford County, Danny Riddick. Is this any? Is that some? Anybody named Joe? There's no address. Did anyone else? This is my last one. Did anyone else turn in a request?
CITIZEN.
Yes, sir.
Joe.
Did you turn one in, sir?
I'm not Joe, but I'd like to say something.
Go ahead, take your place. You got 3 months. You got 3 months. Go ahead.
Well, I'm Joe now. I'm Joe now. Yeah, you're Joe.
You can be Joe and. You should
say Joe. Come on up. My name is James Carver. Come to the podium.
Over there.
Over here. Okay.
State your real name and your address.
Okay. My real name is James Carver, and I live at 9881 Southwest 113th Avenue in Graham, Florida. And I've lived out here for 45 years, except for the time that I was in the military. And my wife's people have lived in Graham for about 150 years. But what you're calling a fee is a tax. And to me, the first thing I want to say, that's unconstitutional. You just going to tax the people that are on Clay Electric, and you're not going to tax the rest of the county.
Yep.
That's wrong. First thing, that's wrong.
Yep.
Doesn't matter what you want to call it, it's a tax. Second thing is, I'm on a fixed income, like many of y'all are, I'm sure. I can't afford it. You see what inflation rate is? They want to say, oh, it's just 15%. It ain't 15%. We all know it. It's about 30%.
Mm-hmm.
If you go back to 1980 and look at what the things they looked at for inflation then was and what it is now, it's 30%. We can't afford it. We can see things going up every day in prices. We can't afford this. Now, I know we need fire protection and we need ambulances, but every time they come out there to Graham, whether it's a fire or whether the ambulance has been called, there's 3 fire trucks.
Amen, and brother.
Now, why do they need to bring 3 fire trucks and an ambulance when somebody just needs an ambulance? I don't understand it. To me, that's a waste of money. I wouldn't be sending that out there. So we cut back. Now, these employees, I know they need a job.
a lot of counties, and I'm sure our county is one of them, they cross train EMTs right on the fire truck, right? And the EMTs are also on ambulances. So if they need an EMT and an ambulance, well, they should have one on the ambulance and not send three trucks or an ambulance or somebody having a heart attack or being sick. So I think we need to think about our budget. We need to think about the people we represent. And we also need to think about being fair and constitutional. And that's all I have to say.
Okay, that's all the public comments we have at this time. Mr. Reddick, did you want to make a comment?
No, I just, I thank everyone for being here tonight. I really do a lot of good comments. I'll just be honest with you, my biggest, I support fire. I mean, I'll just be straight up with you. I support it. I don't, you know, we, 5 years ago, we were, I think it's about 5 years ago, we had this same meeting, about the same people here. And, you know, we went over this over and over. The bottom line is, and I don't want the millage rate to be at 10 mils no more than anybody else. I want the millage rate to be back where it was. And, you know, and maybe what Commissioner Daugherty said, you know, maybe next week when we start the budget cuts, there'll have to be a lot of budget cuts because, like I said, I want to make sure we got fire and rescue and police protection. That's my three top priorities. You know, and I'll be honest, if I'll just be flat out straight with you. If the people don't want to support that, then it's time for me to run again. So I'll set out. I don't need the job. I'll set out. Because that's how strong I feel about fire rescue and the police department. And I don't want to tax the people to death. Anybody that knows me know that I mean, I work just like anybody else in this room, pay taxes and everything else. But I will say one last thing. I just know from the start, you know, we couldn't afford it 5 years ago. We can't afford it now. And that's, we've been trying to come up with either a franchise fee, an assessment, and you know, but none of them seem to be fair. None of them seem to be fair taxes, and that's why, you know, and I'm just throwing this out there. On the franchise fee, I thought, well, if everybody's got a meter, then everybody would pay, you know, a little bit, and maybe the burden wouldn't be so high on somebody if we did put in any other type of tax, you know, to help pay for the fire. Now, I'll be honest, once we start these budget workshops, if the clerk can help us and we can get this thing cut back, I'm all for it. And I know the clerk will help us to get it. But if not, it's hard for me to believe if your bill is, let's just say your bill is $200 a month, and then at 6%, that's $12 a month, so that's $144 a year to pay for fire. And some people, you know, their bill is probably $100 a month, you know, so that'd be $6 a month to get fire. And I'm just being straight up with you, just talking, you know, y'all. I listen to y'all, and again, I appreciate everybody here. We've got tough decisions to make, and again, I don't want to tax anybody, but I do want to make sure that if my grandson or anybody else is in a bad wreck and need to be cut out of a vehicle, that we got somebody there to do it. So anyway, that's, I'll be quiet.
Mr. Spinner.
Good evening, and thank you all for being here. As a responsible board member and as a responsible board, we have to look at every entity of our budget, every entity on which we can generate revenue, and there are many areas that we have not looked at. Franchise fee happened to be one of those. You know, this Clay Electric, in the past, I understand before I came on the board, paid the franchise fee. I don't know how much it was, but they have done it. And they've done it, and they pay it currently in every other entity. For our city, Florida Power and Light does the same. Clear Electric is the only one who does not pay to Bradford County. They pay to everyone else except this one. So it's something that we have to look at, but we have to look at every entity of our budget. Our first home here in Bradford County, it burned down. We did have the fire people come, but they ran out of water because they didn't have enough help. So we have to look critically at how we can do the best job and do what is best for our citizen. And so this isn't the only thing that we're looking at, but we have to look at it and then make an informed decision about it. But we wanted to hear from the citizen and how he felt about it, and also just to be informed of all of the facts. So we're looking at some other critical areas of our budget as well, but know that we have to look at those things that are even so sensitive that you may not want to look at. But that's how you make an informed decision and make the best decision for the community. So again, we appreciate you for your comments and letting us know how you feel. But there are many other people who haven't expressed, that may not be sitting in this room, who are for the franchise. You're interrupting me. This is my turn to make my comment.
Ma'am, please sit down. Point of order.
Please. I won't interrupt anyone else who's had their turn, but this is mine. So let me have my moment. So, but anyhow, we're going to look critically at all of those areas of our budget and see what is best for a citizen, and then get the facts about what we can and cannot do.
My turn. Well, first of all, I'd like to thank each and every one that's come out. I'd like to thank y'all for expressing y'all's feelings. Y'all put each and every one of us up here. So it's our job to honor what y'all want. Do we need a fire department that big? Do we need to keep taxing and taxing and taxing our citizens? Absolutely not. So, we need to downsize. We need to get something that we can afford,
yep,
that's in our budget and not outside. Mm-hmm. So, that's my feelings. And I appreciate every one of y'all coming out. You know, I own an automotive shop. Hey, I need about a $20-something thousand lift. I don't got the money to buy it yet.
Drive a Chevrolet instead of a Cadillac.
Yeah, there you go. Or push a Chevrolet. But I appreciate y'all coming out and speaking. I really do. And thank y'all.
Well, the reason that we're all here is for the mere purpose of the last meeting that we had addressing this. There were people in the audience that ask us to find ways that is not so difficult. Of course, that was a while back, and things, like every one of you said, things have changed, prices have increased, and we don't want to tax anyone. I don't want to be taxed. None of us do, and we pay the same taxes that you do. To sit and think that we are manipulating the system, or we're trying to hurt someone, folks, we're not. I mean, otherwise, we would have never ran for this office. I ran for this office for one reason, and that was try to make a difference and try to help the people of not only my district, but of Bradford County. Pardon me? Yes, we need to live within our means. Yes, we need a balanced budget. Mr. Riddick, are you an accountant? Neither am I. Mr. Thompson, are you an accountant?
No, ma'am.
Ms. Spooner, are you an accountant? No. But we're not at home. Believe me, my budget is not like the county's. We don't have at our resource the information that if you could, and this is only fair that I say this, because of the things that you've said. Some of the information that you said tonight is very true. Some of it was very incorrect. But this is what I want you to know, is we have a budget. It's done by the clerk's office. And we're given that budget. And when we start dwindling away from that budget, there's many, many things. Now, you talked about different areas that we talked about the sheriff's budget, you talked about the road department, we talked about fire and rescue. But there's many other things that when you start filling or taking away from that budget, that before long, it's gone. And it don't take long at all.
I think that's what we're trying to tell y'all.
Exactly.
Yes, sir, that's what I'm trying to say. Now, we are working diligently on trying to change things. We are asking for a balanced budget this year. That's what we want.
Is this the first time you've ever asked for a budget?
No, ma'am. If you don't mind, if you just hear me out.
We're listening.
Thank you. But I don't have the knowledge. Only the clerk's office has the information and the knowledge to form that budget.
Danny's shaking his head. No, he don't do the budget.
Yes, he does.
I do not do the board's budget. I report to the board what they have to spend for the board side, and they decide where they want to spend it at. And also, if they know if they're over or under their budget. I do not set the board's budget by any means. I report to them what their deficit is right now, and based on audited financials from the audit company we pay every year, Purvis and Gray. And I can pay him to come back and tell y'all again.
Can I just finish?
I don't understand what $344,000 is going to do to the budgets.
Yeah.
That's like the boy urinating in the ocean. It ain't going to do nothing.
Folks.
I'm sorry.
This is what I'm trying to say. We have to start at the ground level to find out what our budget is, and in order to do that, we have to collect information from the clerk's office. That's why I am going to pass the gavel, and I'm going to make a motion that we have the clerk's office prepare a balanced budget. Listen to me, please. Make a motion that they prepare a balanced budget to be brought to us if things are to be cut or if things are to be added. It will be done. But we cannot do it without the information that is in the clerk's office.
Number one, you can't do that.
I think it's state law.
Constitutionally, the board has to write their budget. Constitutionally, the Board of County Commissioners is bound to write their own budget. I have to write mine as a constitutional officer.
How can I write it if I don't have the information?
You have all the information.
Can I say something?
Yes, you do. You know you're $2.5 million deficit every year.
Can I say something?
You've been told.
Can I say something? Please. Number one, it's our responsibility to these people out here to stay within our means.
That's right.
Have we failed? Yes, we have.
We have.
But it's time to get it right.
There you go.
So whatever we got to do to cut, and whatever, hey, we're going to do it.
And the only way
number
we
one,
can
he
do that
cannot, he can't
is for me to have the information that we have to have.
Got the information.
Madam Chair, and the ladies in the back, this was the first year that we asked for a detailed budget. We asked for it from every department, including the constitutional officers. That's the first time it has happened. It's new for them, and it's new for this board. But we requested that, so that was a start. And so we're even paring it down even more, looking at those entities that we spend money on. Do you know how much it costs to heat this building, or for AC, or the electrical? No, we don't know those minute details, but we will. How much does it cost, you know, for things that we may not even know how much we're spending. For example, one of the clerk gave an example of we spend a lot for health insurance, but that's one of the benefits that our employees have because they don't often get a raise. What I'm saying to you is we're getting down to the bare bones in terms of what each entity of our budget means so that we as a board can make informed decisions. But the clerk doesn't prepare all of that for us. Each department provides that information, and they can tell us what revenue comes in, how much money is coming in. It is our decision to define how that is to be spent and how it is to be used. But yes, we are asking for those minute details, and our clerk, along with our attorney, our manager, is beginning to do some small in-service and workshops with us so that we have a better understanding of those budgets so that we can make the best decision for our community. But without those minute details, we're just operating in the dark. But we're getting to the bottom and looking at how we can make those good decisions for the community. But yes, we
need to have a budget.
Number one, hey, if you need to know something,
we're
finished.
How many times have I called you, Dan? Probably a weekly basis.
On the weekly basis. Hey. He's the one that knows. If you got a question, all we got to do is just go.
I'm here this week because we're going to meet with these ladies.
I talk to him every week, two or three times, four times.
I got a question, man.
Go ahead.
You know, then having this meeting for us to come in here and complain about a tax pay, you know, raise or tax, y'all should have walked in here knowing what it was.
That's right.
Because let me tell you something. I know what my paycheck is every month. I know what I have to live off. Now, there are things I have to pay, just like auto insurance, that they jack my price up $70 a month because inflation goes outrageous. But I have to cover that because I have to drive to work every day. I have to drive where I need to go to make a living for me. Now, when y'all started this, y'all should have walked in here with a budget to say, this is what our budget is, and then go from there. There should be no, well, we're going to have a tax, and then say we're going to raise, have a budget. No, it don't work that way. You don't run your business that way. I'm sure you don't run your household that way. And I know each one of y'all, I think, have your own business or your own job that you have to do as well as doing this job. Am I right or wrong?
And we did have a budget, an approved budget, a balanced budget that we were given at the beginning of this fiscal year.
Board, you have a budget that you have to work off of every year.
Just to be clear, I want to say to the audience, every constitutional officer is responsible for their budget.
That's correct.
The board is responsible for their budget.
That's correct.
Sitting here currently, there's been one commissioner in my office that ever even looked at my budget, even though I've invited everybody to sit down and look before we get into a meeting. So we know exactly what we're talking about. And we talk about adding taxes and fees. I got one quote. One quote. Any action taken to resolve a short-term crisis will inevitably worsen the long-term problem.
Amen.
So, with that being said, you've been there. You have always been welcome, and I've told you at every meeting, you're more than welcome to come into my office any day and sat down with the finance people. I know exactly where every dime is being spent. Working on 14 years, I've turned money back every year. Last year, every county employee got a raise because I was smart enough as a constitutional officer to be able to bank what we were making and save it. Mm-hmm. Some people got upset about that because we saved instead of spent. And if we hadn't saved, we'd be in a bigger crisis because it's what solved the budget this year.
Right.
And I'm willing to challenge you that those men and women of law enforcement got their service, we're in the top, in the bottom 10% of per capita spending.
Mm-hmm.
Our fire rescue currently is in the top 10% of per person of spending for funding.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we need our fire and we need our rescue. But it comes down to management and how we spend those dollars. I don't think anybody here would protest.
There you go. That's right.
Nobody's going to fight that because we all going to need them. And I'm getting old, not either. Those are my friends. But I get blamed. But see, I took the fire department on when there wasn't no fire department.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I took it. And I managed it. But see, it's like anything else you're taking back from the sheriff's office. It's always cost you more. But you know what? We lowered the ISO rating when that was a big important thing. We responded to 100% of calls. Man, a minute difference now is where we've grown. And people made decent salaries and made a living. Because we had to live with what we made.
There you go.
Now, I'm telling you, there's no reason why we can't work together. Because I think this commissioner get elected for a reason. I think they want to do the right thing. This shows up. And for people that told them that, people should have been here to say, I support it.
There you go.
Right. Yeah.
And there's some people that can't afford to pay it. I'm not saying I can't afford to pay it. Y'all pay me well. Y'all pay me real well. And I'm thankful to the citizens, but I work for you. You're my employer.
There you go.
Exactly. I remember that in freshman. So what I'm telling you is, I think as a board, we can work together with the constitutional officers. And there's not a constitutional officer here that hasn't welcomed these commissioners to come in their office and look and see what we're doing. We weren't getting pay raises when other departments were getting pay raises.
Come on. Yep.
We sacrificed. Every department in this county is already cut, so we could have that. Mm-hmm. But we got Guido and Narducci from the union that says it's not enough.
Come on, brother. Mm-hmm. Preach it.
They want to strong arm our county commissioners.
Preach it. Yeah.
We don't need a union in Bradford County.
There you go.
They're worried about what they're getting, not what you get. That goes to show you, if they're doing the right thing, you don't have to worry about a union protecting.
Sure.
That's all I got to say.
Thank you.
Good. I want you to have to remove the commission.
Now.
Woo!
Lawrence Miller said one thing. He's quit, but can't get up there.
Just a question for you. I thought the purpose of a cabby, a director,
manager,
was to keep the commission informed of budget expenditures and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean, what do we need a county manager for if you don't report to y'all?
Oh, come on, come on, come on.
Well, y'all's not doing y'all's job.
Yeah. Exactly. You're doing schoolwork over there. You're doing that schoolwork on the side.
Ms. Spooner, do you get it off?
Exactly. Have you even checked with EMT about the money that you're writing off and making sure
it's yes, sir.
Right.
In fact,
now, make sure it was billed right.
Matter of fact, I ask, why do $250,000 a year not get paid? Mm. And I did speak directly with them, our manager, and with our.
Well, you our need to get back with them.
I do.
I can sit here and tell you.
I do. Expect.
I can sit here and tell you personally that I had to fight with my mother's bill because they didn't put it in right. Mm-hmm. And that was $1,300 to take her from 8010. On 100 to the hospital.
And any one of them can tell you, I'll ask the question.
Well,
and demand an answer.
Every one of you need to go and do what you were being paid to do. Is talk with the people, the man that knows all where all the money's at, the department heads who know how they're spending the money.
They may not know.
I've done that.
Evidently not fighting.
In reference to what he's saying, it's not all billing. I had an ambulance respond to my stepmom. Within 30 days, the bill was paid.
Yes.
So it's not an all billing.
I understand.
Yours
that.
May be a separate instance.
It might have been something special.
But all people that you're talking about that are not paying, they're getting billed properly. They're just using
all right,
to pay
here,
because
here,
they
I'm
can't
gonna,
do anything to them.
Okay, I'm going to show you where you're wrong with that. Mine
all right, ladies and gentlemen, again, we want to thank you very much for coming out and giving us your comments. You were heard, and we do appreciate it. And right now, we're going to close the meeting. Thank you.